This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Pride Month has ended. We are officially in July at the second half of the year. Doesn't bode well for the Democrats because we've got the holiday shopping season coming up and we're going to have another banner year, probably exceed all the other years since Trump has gotten elected. And that's a big deal. It's going to be an indication of how well the economy is going. But we'll get to that later. We'll get to more of the economy later. I want to talk about Pride Month ending because, needless to say, June 30th had to be a terrible day for the LGBTQ community. You know, their month is over. What are they going to do? I mean, wow. Now those gay programs aren't going to dominate TV. I don't know. Did you watch much TV during Pride Month? Every commercial on every channel practically was something gay. They ran commercials where men, you know, it was awkward to me because it would be like a dude sitting there talking to his girlfriend, and I remember this one commercial where a guy was like, he could give his salad to me, and it was a black dude there was a couple there, and I don't remember the details of it, but it was highly gay, highly suggestively gay. And Pride Month, I never noticed it before, but this year I noticed all these different advertisements for shows that were, you know, oh, the protagonist and the antagonist is gay. Come check out this gay love story. This gay, 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 gay. I was like, wow. I mean, I know there's a lot of gay on TV. I do. You know, they got channels dedicated to it. You can't watch a show without somebody being gay. But it was like in your face during Pride Month. And I didn't realize how much they really pushed the whole gay agenda during Pride Month. The month of June, the month of my birthday, the month of the summer solstice, the month of Father's Day. Yeah, a lot of good things happen in June. So here's the thing, though. I guess that's why I gravitated to the nature shows. I love the nature shows anyway. But I didn't notice any two male gorillas or male lions humping on each other during Gay Pride Month. And I think the LGBT community needs to look into this. Yeah, Shark Week was still Shark Week. It wasn't Shark Week. Here's what I'm trying to bring up. Even though it was Pride Month, it seems like nature didn't realize it. Yeah, the birds dancing in the Amazon rainforest, you know, with their feathers all puffed out. And they weren't dancing. It wasn't two dudes dancing. It's really funny. The dancers in the animal kingdom are not gay, not like they are in the real world. In the real world, if your kid likes to dance, he's pretty much made. You better keep your eye on him. I have a cousin. He's a professional dancer. He's an amazing dancer. Gay? Now, growing up, I was thinking, is he gay? I don't think he's gay. Had a little girlfriend. Yeah, he's gay. Totally gay. One of my buddies, he's got a kid who's a dancer, but he's a hip-hop dancer. White kid. Not gay. Yeah. But if your kid likes, what they call, what's these different styles of dance? I watch So You Think You Can Dance. I love that show, by the way. And these are athletes. I don't know if you really look at these people. They're athletes. My cousin, Gregory, is the best athlete in our family. That kid is unbelievable. But he's totally gay, and he's probably crying right now because Gay Pride Week is over. Or he's crying because the animal kingdom is apparently not that gay. Yeah, I didn't realize that. I thought the way Gay Pride Week discusses things, everything is gay. I mean, you know, and boy, they hate when you bring up animals. Who are you talking about with the animals, man? You trying to call it? No, I'm just saying, I'm looking at nature. It's kind of the way the martial arts was formed. The Chinese looked at the praying mantis and the tiger and the drunk monkey style, and they went, I'm going to develop some fighting system. If you watch nature, you're not going to find a whole lot of gay. You don't find two penguin dudes adopting an egg, you know, talking up some penguin chick woman going, hey, look, what you going to do with that egg? Yeah, we're gay, and we don't get to have any kids, so you mind giving us one of your eggs? No. It's boy-girl. Oh, Kevin, what about what they call those seahorse? What about the seahorse where the dude carries the baby? I don't know. I don't have an answer for that one. Okay, gay people, you got me. Oh, man. I can imagine during Gay Pride Week, they focus on, like, on the animal channels. It's nothing but seahorse shows. Watch as the male delivers his babies. You know, some British host. And now, the change of gender roles. You know? Oh, man. It's a shame that Pride Month has ended. I don't know. There's a gay leftist that can call the program and let me know. When Pride Month ends, does your pride end or do you continue to have pride? What's the scoop? I'm just curious because, see, I don't celebrate Black History Month because I'm just American and I like American history, so I study history all year. But I'm curious because, you know, when Black History Month ends, I'm always curious with black leftists, does your pride end? Did you go into a funk for the rest of the year or what? Or do you continue being black after that? You know, or do you care about your history after Black History Month? That's like I would say to gays. Do you care about pride? Because there's this Gay Pride Month. Blacks have Black History Month. It's not Black Pride Month. It's Black History Month. But gays can have gay pride. Yeah. So, and here's what's interesting to me is the pride is in how I choose to use my sexual genitalia. I want to have pride in this. I like putting my sexual genitalia as a dude. It, you know, I'm not going to do graphic because I know kids can listen to the program, but you know what I'm saying? I use my tool with another man, okay? And I have pride in how I do that. So here it is. I get it. Oh, Kevin, you're missing the bigger picture. It's about the mistreatment of gays. And then, yeah, okay, gays are so mistreated, right? Yeah, that's why they have, I think they lead in financial demographics of everybody. They lead white men in finance. Gay people are getting over, but they want me to believe they're struggling. I'm sorry, guys, I'm not buying it. Anyway, hey, can't wait till next year where you guys can show some more gay pride. We got a lot more to talk about, like what's missing in the news cycle.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I always like to reflect on. A lot of people don't like to showcase their mistakes in radio. I don't have a problem with it. Anyway, I like to reflect on the things that we're not talking about. And one that we're not talking about is prosperity. There's a lot of prosperity going on in America. They have a prosperity index around the world. I haven't looked at it. I'll be honest with you. The last time I checked, there was a 2018 report. I haven't seen anything about 2019, 2020. 2018, I'm going to bet. I didn't even look at it. But I bet you the United States was doing better. I know that we eclipsed like Scandinavia for income or happiness or average, whatever. We went from being like number 4, number 6 or whatever to back. I'm going to guess we have our credit rating back. We're no longer, we got derated down to like 2 A's and now we're back up to 3 A's. I don't know, but I'm betting that we are because we have a white Republican president versus an affirmative action president, baby black Jesus. I have to presume we're doing better here. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here listening to KJRadio.com.
I criticized Barack Obama, calling baby black Jesus, because that's what the Democrats wanted us to believe, that he was the second coming. And the reason why I made him baby is because if he did come as Jesus, he was Jesus as a baby, because he didn't have a whole lot he could do. He wasn't healing people when he was a baby, because Barack Obama didn't heal anything. He is the father of ISIS. He has done more to create terror in the world, quite frankly, than Jimmy Carter did when he allowed Iran to be taken over by the mullahs and they kidnapped our hostages. Speaking of which, ISIS bombed Iraq and Syria, but I'm not hearing a whole lot else that they're doing. I know Muslims are stabbing people all over the world, and there are some bombings that have occurred in Sweden. We don't hear much about it anymore. Don't know why. We don't hear much about consumer confidence. I didn't look it up, but I'm going to presume consumer confidence is up because they won't tell us. See, that's what I look at. They won't tell us the prosperity of America, so I have to wonder what's going on. Did you know that under Donald Trump, we eclipsed China as the largest economy in the world? We always have been pretty much per capita. Amongst the top per capita. And for the number of people, we're the largest economy, bigger than China. We're 800% more efficient per person than the Chinese. But we eclipsed the Chinese. Yeah, completely, outright. We are the largest economy in the world. 330 million people versus 1.6 billion, and we outperform them. That should tell you something. Anyway, they're not talking about that. It's not in the news. What about the deportation deadline? Isn't that coming up? I haven't looked. I'm just saying, I'm going from memory on the things, and I'm saying, what didn't this Donald Trump say, I'm going to deport X millions of people who haven't shown up for their hearings on staying in this country? You're now officially criminals. And then the Democrats are, oh, he can't do it. That's terrible. And Trump's like, okay, then do something about it. I know we got this border package that the Senate just sent back to the House. What are they going to do on that? We got Mexico that's got troops all over their border. What's the new situation on the border? Are they still coming in or not? I don't know. I don't have any answers for you. My name is Kevin Jackson. For those who are just tuning in, I'm posing things to you that I think are important that we should be looking into. We should have answers for. What about Gitmo? Remember when Gitmo was supposed to be closed and Barack Obama was going to close it? And then he didn't. Then he started releasing all the most heinous criminals. All these clamors about Gitmo and how bad it was. I haven't heard a Democrat say Gitmo. The only thing I'm hearing him say Gitmo is Gitmo yo money. That's the only Gitmo I'm hearing. Chicagoland. Murders. By the way, I looked it up. 3 dead, 28 wounded over the weekend. Last weekend. But let me ask you, crime rates in major cities, up or down, do you know? I don't think it's any safer in Baltimore or Cleveland. I don't think it's any safer in Detroit, Miami, whatever. Cop shows are dedicated to showing, you know, what's happening in Philadelphia. We're going to go to Philadelphia, you know, boom, first 48. Let's go to Cleveland, boom, first 48. Let's go to Detroit, boom, first 48. The first 48 hours, they got to solve the crime. You know, don't ever watch first 48 because it'll blow your mind. Here's what it'll tell you. It'll tell you black folks are committing a lot of crime against other black folks. I'm talking 187. That's police talk for murder. Dead body. That's right. I don't hear. Well, what is the crime rate in these cities? Is it up or down? I know this. I know there's still a lot of hatred of cops. I know cops are still being killed. Some of them still being ambushed. I know that is the legacy of Barack Obama. I hear a lot of stories about cops still killing black folks, but I don't hear anything about black folks killing cops, which is certainly happening. I hear a lot about other people killing cops, too. I don't hear any clamor for the cops. Haven't heard much about these cities and going bankrupt and states that can't pay their bills and having to readjust their pensions and things like this. Where are those stories? Because they're certainly out there. They exist. Is Compton now solvent? Is Detroit now solvent? Are these cities, is California suddenly solvent? I mean, they're certainly taxing and sending their lunatics all over the country. They're losing people left and right. So is New York. They all solvent? What about Russian collusion? You gonna hear how much we're hearing about that? Not a whole lot hearing about Russian collusion. You want to know why? Not good news. We're going to give you an update on it sometime this week. One of the candidates is for president for the Democrats is de Blasio, and he's got a homelessness issue. This guy writes, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses." But so much for that, where Bill Blasio is concerned, he's willing to put a year's rent in another city to be rid of homeless people currently inhabiting New York. This is from Real Clear Investigations, where they show this dump strategy of New York. Since 2014, de Blasio's administration has used the program called Special One-Time Assistance to relocate nearly 10,000 homeless to over 300 cities. Program directly pays landlords a year of rent up front, free to the beneficiary, and it's a significant departure from the city's past homeless relocation efforts because it doesn't require participants to have strong community ties to the new destination. So de Blasio says, look, San Francisco, boom, here you go. He doesn't care. Tell me where you want to go, we'll pay for it. Homelessness is rising, folks, not just in New York, but in Orlando, in Los Angeles, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Birmingham, Alabama. Send the homeless away. But hey, de Blasio will tell you he cares about them. Leftists will tell you they care about people. Yeah. Just don't put them near me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S.-China trade talks have been restarted after President Trump met with the Chinese president at the G20 summit in Japan. Peter Navarro with the White House Office of Trade says he's glad China's coming back to the table.
I think a combination of the G20 at Osaka and the handshake scene around the world at the DMZ, I think it made the strong case that we have not only the best president on economic policy, but also on foreign policy.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and a day after the death of pitcher Tyler Skaggs, the Los Angeles Angels will take the field in Texas. The 27-year-old's death is still being investigated, and last night's game against the Rangers was canceled after Skaggs was found dead in his hotel room. Investigators have ruled out foul play and suicide. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness, to be a Democrat today, it must suck. I mean, it sucks to be a Democrat any day, but right now, awful. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Joe Biden can't clear his biggest hurdle to becoming president. The biggest hurdle that Joe Biden faces is Joe Biden. Yeah, 844-551-8255, if you want to give us a call. Joe Biden, let me tell you, I don't wish any bad luck on anybody. I don't care. If the Democrats want Joe Biden as their candidate, let it be. As far as I'm concerned, let's do the Beatles. Let it be. 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 Let it be, baby. Man, this dude is Gav Central. And as I said earlier, and the president has reiterated, Joe Biden is stupid. And Trump didn't say Biden was stupid to be mean. It was a statement of fact. Biden is truly stupid. And what leftists hate most, what leftists hate most about the fact that Biden is stupid is that they knew it. They hate how Joe Biden reflects on Barack Obama because it proves Barack Obama to be equally stupid. And they still got to do the baby black Jesus worship dance publicly. So they hate that Biden does not represent. He doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut. He doesn't know how to not say the so-called wrong thing. And I say so-called because Biden's not always wrong. Yep. Latest gaffe fest. Here's what happened. During a campaign fundraiser in Seattle on Saturday, Biden clumsily attempted to illustrate how far the United States has gone in the treatment of gays. Biden commented that just 5 years ago, it would have been acceptable for a businessman to make fun of a gay waiter. Yeah. See, Biden loves to take advantage of the situation, and it was Gay Pride Month, so Joe had to chime in on it. Now, this event was at the home of a PR executive, gay rights activist Roger Nahas. And in Joe Biden's everyday Joe style, you know, where he wants to just seem colloquial, like, hey, you know, this is the way we think. This is the way we are, baby. Yeah. He showed how much of an anachronism he's becoming. When I say an anachronism, I mean Joe is out of place. Joe is a 1950s politician who wants to bring that 1950 nonsense into today. And it doesn't work anymore because the playing field is not the same as what he's used to it being. Yeah. Activists were in attendance at this fundraiser, and they objected to Joe Biden saying that 5 years ago, a businessman could have joked about a gay waiter. They said, not in Seattle. That's what they yelled out at the guy's party. Yeah. See, Biden wanted to play to Pride Week. He wanted to cater to the LGBT community. He wanted to show them how much things have progressed. Joe was saying, you know, back in the day, I would have said something like that. Today, I would never say something like that. Joe doesn't even realize that he's the businessman that he's talking about. See, back in the day, I would have said that. But today, I would never say that. And I'm illustrating that I would never have said that, except that, you know, I just said it. His thoughts, and more so, his actions remain stuck in a time when Joe could get away with being creepy. He could get away with his racism. He could get away with his homophobia. He could get away with his chiding and making fun of people and it being no big deal. The problem is, Joe lives in a time where the left now consider anything that you say is not PC. It's not going to be socially acceptable to some group. So the best thing you can do is keep your mouth shut and don't promise anything. Don't mention anything in particular. Speak in generalities. Always use platitudes and you name it. Yeah. Biden and many leftists believe that pandering to the LGBT crowd is a winning strategy. This is going to get them a small percentage of voters that they already have. People who consider themselves queer. Americans at large are far less concerned about people who vote based on how and with whom they use their genitalia. I'll tell you this, I'm offended by it. If you were to say to me, well, Kevin, you're straight people, you tend to vote like this, blah, blah, blah. Oh, so we straight people. In other words, we people that use our genitalia the way God intended, we vote a particular way? No, let me tell you what we are. We're human beings that understand the nature of things. There it is. Kevin Jackson bringing up nature. We understand the nature of things. We also understand that this Sodom and Gomorrah-like environment that leftists want to create is exactly that. It's a created thing. It's, if I can brainwash enough kids to believe in fluidity in their sexuality and the gender roles not having any particular thing, and despite your DNA and the amount of testosterone that pumps through your body, blah, 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 dismiss that. And it's okay to sexualize yourself at the age of 6 and become a transsexual, transvestite, or whatever flavor of trans you decide you want to be. And if you can corrupt the nation to that degree, then yeah, it's a free-for-all. And so the people that are so-called straight are going to be the squares. They're going to be the ones that people ridicule at some point because, what? You're not, you know, into boys and girls and into all kinds of craziness, man. What's up with you? Yeah. You better watch your kids. Don't think for one second this battle is over, folks. The genitalians want your children. They want them when they want them. They want them when they're cute and cuddly, so they can jack them up sexually. And you know what happens to kids that get sexualized too early? They go through life a life of hell. I don't know many who don't. You ever seen the movie Mystic River? In Mystic River, Tim Robbins' character, his little boy, and he gets abducted right on the street in front of two of his friends. They tell him to get in the car. They take him. It's a Catholic priest because it's a guy that's got a, he's got a cross on his finger and he's got a, wearing a cross. He looks like a priest. And the guy that took him, and they take turns molesting this kid for 4 or 5 days. He escapes and goes back to his town. And he's never the same. And throughout the movie, they're talking about Dave died 25 years ago when they fast forward. Okay, they ask Tim Robbins, his character, you know, where's Dave? He says, Dave no longer exists. See, that's what happens to millions of kids every year. These body snatchers steal the souls of these children. But they tell you, hey, let's have Gay Pride Month. Yeah. They create their own environment. They create these distorted, sadly, broken human beings. And they believe that their month of pride is going to fix it. There is no pride in what these people are doing to the kids. None at all. If you want to be gay and you're 18 years old and you decide you want to experiment, I don't really give a crap. But if you're 10, 11, 12 years old, whatever, younger than that even in some cases, shame on the gay community for this. Shame on you. Anyway, Biden's appealing to them. The left, they appeal to them. They want you to believe this is mainstream. They want every company, everybody to show their pride and take that rainbow that has become the symbol of gayness. It wasn't for me, but it is for them. They want to take that rainbow and fly it at every place. Let people know that you have pride in the gays. And you know what it tells me? Gays don't have any pride in themselves. Not those leftist gays. Interestingly, Biden tells the truth in his missteps. He does. He's saying, he told the truth. A few years ago, you could have joked about somebody being gay. By the way, I joke about people being gay now. But the ones that don't have any male genitalia, you know, back in the day, they stopped telling gay jokes. They stopped alluding to a person being gay. I'll tell a dude in a minute, man, stop being so gay. Whatever. But people don't do that anymore. Because they're afraid of violating a political correct doctrine. Anyway, Biden said this of Trayvon Martin back in 2010. That kid wearing a hoodie may very well be the next poet laureate and not a gangbanger. And do you know, Cory Booker jumps him, calling this a racist statement. Yeah, let that be a cautionary tale for all of the leftists. See, there's nothing wrong with that statement unless you live in the warped world of leftism. Biden said what should be said. The kid wearing a hoodie doesn't mean he's a bad kid. Don't stereotype. He could very well be the next poet laureate, but not a gangbanger. I've said there are many of the most brilliant people in the black culture languishing in prison. You're never going to get to know who these people are. But for Cory Booker, that's Biden being racist. There's only one way to save yourself in all of this, and Trump understands it better than anybody. See, Trump survives first because he doesn't apologize. But he survives secondly because he's not a prisoner to leftist ideology. He reserves the right to go against PC culture, and so should you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Biden campaign is in triage. They've resorted to spin mode. Now, they've been spinning a lot of stuff. They got over the Creepy Joe thing temporarily. It was only temporary. They knew the people, when I say they, I'm talking about the Democrats who mean to destroy Joe Biden, knew that they could first pull the race card on him. It was easy to do. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Because Joe Biden supports racists. And here's what's funny. Joe Biden doesn't view himself as a racist because he's hanging out with segregation. He's like, that's their views. That's their views. But Joe Biden did nothing to try to change their views. He went along to get along because it helped bring his Senate career to where he needed it to go. These guys helped him with all kinds of stuff. Joe voted the way they wanted him to vote because Joe wanted the money. Joe is viable. It's pure and simple. And people know this. This isn't a secret. Joe Biden is viable. You can purchase Joe Biden. You don't have to rent him. You can buy him. So the spin for Joe Biden is that, you know, it's no big deal that Kamala Harris said, Joe's no racist. And I gave him the secret. If Joe Biden had stood up, it's too late now, but if Joe Biden had stood up for himself and said, it's really funny. Senator Harris now wants to call me out for my so-called racism after I've served, not gleefully, but, what's the word I'm looking for? Willingly. I willingly served with Barack Obama. He's one of my best friends. But what's interesting is that whenever she called on me for things, she never seemed to care about what my past was because she knew my character. She knew that I didn't share those views with those men. In fact, I was trying to convince them to change. I mean, there were so many things he could have said, but he missed it. I know what y'all are saying. Kev, man, you should be in politics. You should be telling. Yeah, I could teach Joe Biden how to win an election. Same thing I said to George Bush's of Jeb Bush's campaign when Jeb Bush was called out for being a product of his daddy and his brother. I said, if I was Jeb Bush, I would say, man, it's funny that I have people up here attacking me over family. We're supposed to be conservatives. They're attacking me over my family. But hey, while we're on the subject, what they want you to believe is that I shouldn't have any influence from my father or my older brother. Let me ask you, men in America, if you have a father or an older brother, or if you are a father or an older brother, do you expect to influence the men in your family? Yeah. Let me ask you this. Have any of you grown up to become your own men, even though you had those types of influences in your family? But here's what's worse. Of everybody standing on the dais, I'm the only one who can go to two people and understand what it's going to be like to go in the Oval Office. I can pick their brains between now and when this primary ends, and I will be the only one who will go into that office with real knowledge of the presidency. Now, see, that would have been a different thing for Jeb Sleepy Bush, or whatever he was called, low energy Jeb. But Jeb didn't know how to respond. Yeah, I am my own man, and nobody tells me. And he effectively disavowed his family. You guys understand what I'm talking about? Of course you do, because you're like, Kevin, you are so smart. Look, I'm not gonna brag, but that was brilliant. And it was funny because everybody I tell that to, they were like, wow. You know what? You're so right. Exactly. But you know why Jeb Bush couldn't figure out what to say? Because Jeb Bush really doesn't understand family. Jeb Bush really doesn't understand the lineage and the heritage and what he had. Because if it had been in his gut, he would know. That's what America teaches you, is that these are lessons you learn and you get to use them. Joe Biden could have easily said, look, I learn from my mistakes. I learn from stuff. And he could come, but he couldn't do it. So he's toast. Horrible performance. Kamala Harris cried racism and toppled the Democrats' great white hope. In one fell swoop, she dethroned Joe Biden, sending his campaign into the inevitable death spiral. And why did I say it's inevitable? Because if it wasn't Kamala Harris, it was going to be something else. Joe, I'm not racist, but I do play poker with racists. Biden was too stupid to see that coming. That should tell you all you need to know. I guess Biden was too preoccupied with encouraging civility from Republicans that he took his eye off the ball, the people who never practice civility, his own Democratic Party. Thus, the wannabe emperor lost his head. Kamala Harris pulled a Muslim extremist on him. But guess what? She's feasting. The day after the whatever the debates or whatever, she raised $2 million in 24 hours. $2 million from 63,270 people. 60% of them, they said, were first-time donors. I don't know what that ends up being as an average, but good for her. Now, Donald Trump can raise $20, $30 million in 24 hours. That should give you some idea of scale. Now, here's what I like about it. So, the idea that Kamala Harris is now sucking money away from Biden, she's not going to be the Democrats' candidate either. But, you know what? Go for it. Let the Democrats do what they're going to do. So she was happy to announce that. They also did a campaign where they said the contribution was $30, and they had 36,863 donors that were the first-time donors of that 63,000. That's the 60%. Biggest fundraising day, surpassing her previous record of $1.5 million after launching. So this is Kamala Harris's relaunch. Yeah. They said, the announcement comes one day before the final day of second fundraising quarter in Harris's five fundraiser swing in Los Angeles and San Francisco this weekend. What's funny about Kamala Harris can raise money in California, but she can't raise a lot of money outside of California, and they're hoping this becomes her breakthrough moment. But Biden's woes for fundraising had already started. See, before the debate even occurred, Joe Biden was suffering from fundraising woes. Now, they talked about how much money he raised initially. And let me tell you what they had done. They stockpiled those donations, fundraising. They got commitments and they stockpiled them. And then on the day of Joe Biden's announcement, they said, okay, turn them on. So everybody started donating. Blip, 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 blip. So they start donating to, you know, whatever, and Joe Biden raised whatever he raised. And that was meant to scare all the other Democrats off. Look at how much money Joe Biden raised right away. And he surpassed Bernie Sanders, who did pretty good. I mean, all of them pale in comparison to Trump. And we're not talking about Trump, so it doesn't matter. But right after that, people started noticing what I already know about Biden. It's self-inflicted. He's going to commit suicide. It won't be intentional. It'll be accidental. He'll be cleaning his gun with a bullet in it and his hand on the trigger, his finger on the trigger, as he's wiping it down, moving it, you know, clow. That'll be that. And he's doing it. It's already happening. Biden doesn't understand the shift that has occurred in politics, and he's never going to get it. And it's going to bite him every single time, and it'll erode, erode, erode. Biden is the only candidate right now who has consistently gone down, 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 down. It's not going to stop. There's nothing Biden's going to do to stop the trend because he's not quick on his feet. And the other side is he really doesn't care about this country. So prior to the terrible performance that Biden gave during the debate, he already lost fundraisers. Now, why did he lose them? Because of the segregationist issue. So Tom McInerney, San Francisco-based lawyer, on June the 20th said he's not going to help Biden fundraise in the 2020 election. He says, I'd actually let the campaign know I'd pull back my support of Biden for now. I don't think he will he did well last night. He reflected on his performance. But this was before. He'd already done it. And it's not a for now. He's pulled back his support forever, and many others are going to follow. And here's what this article goes on to say. While McInerney is the first financier to publicly withdraw support after Biden's controversial round of comments, the loss is significant because it could be a harbinger of further defections. I would imagine I'm not alone, said McInerney, who was a lead bunder for President Barack Obama in his first term. He's not alone. They went on to say this, Joe Biden may be a favorite of the country's wealthiest donors, but he has serious work to do. Serious work to do. Biden is only bringing in the geriatric crowd. There is nobody that wants to support him. And Kamala Harris put a death nail in his coffin.
This This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.